You started, didn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
I love how you just let that wind out.
And shit. God damn it.
Hey, guess what, everybody?
Hey, what, Dr. Nick?
It's 2018.
Woo!
We survived a new year.
Holy shit, that was a year to survive.
Fuck.
There are some years you're like, I'm going to do all the things. And there's some years where you're like, just get me through. Just fucking get me through.
I have to admit, back in, what was it, like 2010 or whatever it was, when Matt and I were talking about starting this podcast, I honestly did not think in 2018 I would still be doing it.
Oh, if it's any comfort, you're just barely doing it now.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Boom.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I am completely okay with riding your coattails.
Oh my God, is it James's coattails now?
I use the royal you.
Oh.
Both of you.
Are we royal?
You're a royal something, royals. That's for sure.
Pain in the coattails?
I get it.
No. I feel like if I've been doing it this long, then I'm...
And you may be doing something wrong?
Then I'm allowed
find
to...
Find the clitoris.
Then I'm allowed
of
to
the podcast, Salsa.
I'm pretty sure I have the clitoris on the podcast, I do not consent.
I feel like at this point, I'm allowed to just sit back and let other people do the heavy lifting.
Your mom's so fat, she doesn't have a little man in a rowboat. She has an old man in the sea.
Yes!
That's pretty good.
Write it down. Write it down. Write it down, motherfucker.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we do Viltan. This is it. You have witnessed exactly what takes place.
This happens.
Oh, my God. This is like when you're in health class and they make you watch the video of, like, the birth of a baby. Like, that's what that was like. You've just witnessed.
The bloody, squalling birth. Of an insult.
Of a villain salt. Oh.
That's how the sausage is made.
No,
the sausage came 9 months earlier, James.
Right. Thank you.
That's quite a refractory period.
And by sausage came, I mean the sausage came.
Yeah. So tell us more about your hot mess, Salsa. No, tell the story. Tell the story. I think the listeners will appreciate it.
First, before we start that, the listeners need a drink, and so do we.
Yeah.
Hi, you better prep yourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
So, we have ginger ale with a peach-flavored thing.
No, that's triple sec.
Triple
sec is citrus. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
I grabbed the wrong bottle.
Yeah, triple sec is citrus.
All right,
it's
orange.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's very similar to last week, only minus like.
I'd meant to grab peach, but instead I made last week's drink.
Well, we could put something else in here. Do we have any fireball or hot whatever?
Last year I put in triple sec, or last week. It was last year.
It was last year also.
It was
cherry, you also put in.
Oh, triple sec and cherry, that's what it was.
Okay.
The cherry.
Well, let's put something else in there.
Yeah, I thought I was grabbing the peach.
Coconut?
No, I can't have it.
No.
You guys could. That doesn't sound awful.
Coffee espresso. Ooh, limoncello.
Ooh, limoncello would be good.
Yeah, that's a thing. All right. Okay. Yep, we'll do that. We have the right amount.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'll work.
Ooh. The orange lemon.
Orange lemon.
Orangey orange. Grapey purple.
The problem with limoncello is it's very sugary. And the top
and therefore the top sticks.
Glued. Yeah. Here we go.
So, several years ago, I fell down the stairs and messed up my left shoulder a little bit. And I can still do just about everything except for opening jars. Like really tough jars or screw tops or things like that. And that is a thing that I used to be able to do. So now it just like extra pisses me off that I have to be.
You, yeah.
I have to be extra chick about it. I have to be like, hey, can you?
Oh, boy.
Hey there, tall stranger.
Hey, oh, boys.
I'm a weak girl. Can you open this for me? Like it pisses me off. It just bugs me.
All right.
Like, I used to be able to
then,
do that.
You should then hand it to
so now we have
another woman.
Ginger ale with
I usually hand it to Jessa, who is another woman.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
We have ginger ale with limoncello and triple sec.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Cheers.
Works for me.
The lemon really brings out the ginger. It's amazing.
It really does.
Oh, my God.
The lemon and ginger really play.
need a new seat.
Oh, it's really amusing. I just looked over and there's a box of tea that is lemon ginger tea.
Yes.
Over there. And I read, yeah, no, those are two flavors that go well together.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
So the story, here's the story.
Here's the story. Yep.
First of all, we should really preface this. I have been sick.
For a long
time. I worked from home today. I have been not feeling well. It's just in case I'm low energy tonight, that's why. So we were at dinner. Jenna came over early for dinner.
Yeah. I brought the salad.
I kind of missed half of the conversation because I was drifting in and out of awareness. no, I've just been in one of those sickness hazes where you kind of become conscious of the world around you and realize you don't know where you've been for the past 5 minutes. But, like, my wife had dropped, like, she was taking a bite of food and some had just dropped. Into her lap, and what did she even say?
She was talking about this mess.
Yeah,
she made a hot mess.
But she was just like,
all a hot mess down here.
She used the word hot. I think she just kind of waved her hand above her lap and kind of went, this is just a mess. You know, I've been with the kids. You know, basically. And then there was a beat, and I kind of. I snickered a little bit.
I also snickered.
And Jenna and Radiantly looked at me, and I kind of leaned back and I went, and I kind of waved my hand above my lap and went, this is a mess too.
I started.
And then, like.
Because I'm a 12-year-old boy.
But then, like, the conversation moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And they started talking about something else.
Right.
And seriously, after 2 or 3 minutes. I lean over to my wife and I go, psst, the mess is my penis.
It sure is.
At which point, I lost it completely.
Jenna is on full-on car alarm.
It was so perfect.
My daughter goes, why are you laughing like that?
And the look on Raiderly's face is just like...
She was not amused.
You guys, Jesus.
By the way... in case this hasn't been made clear in this show before, my wife does not think I'm funny.
It's because she has better taste than the rest of us. No, I think that my laughter may have helped save you, because having a guest laugh at it, as opposed to I'm just going to stab you now, like, I feel like I did you a service tonight, Salsa, and you're welcome.
Yes. So that's the story, and I'm...
That's the story of your hot mess?
Yep. Mm. The hot mess is my penis.
Yes, this is accurate.
It's a lot more a column B than it is column A.
Column B is mess. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm in. Yep. I understand. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I wouldn't. You don't know where it's been.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah. Bratwurst on the floor.
Yeah, just leave it there.
It's got like hair and shit attached to it.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's ugh.
Yep.
Okay. It's
So.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to? Nothing big happened in the last weekend, right?
No, not really.
Nope.
My wife and I had our New Year's Eve with the kids here at home because it was balls cold outside.
Yes.
I got here, by the way, and Lilibeth walks up to me with a wine glass in her hand and she says, I'm drinking champagne. And I'm like, pretty sure that's non-alcoholic, but maybe I should check.
The kids had their sparkling grape juice.
Yeah.
And we had our champagne. And we watched just like a movie. And then at like 8 p.m. we watched the ball drop. and then sent the kids to bed.
Yeah.
We were like, Happy New Year. Bye-bye. And the kids were like, yay, it's there New it Year. Is. And they don't understand what the hell that means.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like... My wife was trying to explain the concept of the new year, and she's like, well, you know, starting tomorrow, it will be a new year, you know, and in this new year, a lot of things are going to happen, such as you will turn 5.
Right.
And she goes, my birthday is tomorrow? No. And we were like, no, okay, so, no. What we're saying is, within the next, you know, period of time, you will turn 5, and Asher will turn 3. And she goes, both of our birthdays are tomorrow? He was like, no, okay, okay. So clearly they don't understand nor care about this whole year thing.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so we still did the countdown, and we still, you know, gave them fancy glasses and had them drink their sparkling grape juice, and then we sent them to bed. And then Raiderly and I, she went to Kowalski's and got cheese. Mm. And Kowalski's grocery store, for those that don't know, does this really cool thing where they basically take all of the little chunks and slivers of cheese.
That's my favorite Guns N' Roses cover
and
band.
Chunks and slivers of cheese?
Yeah. But seriously, it's just like 1 or 2 ounces mm-hmm. of cheese. It's just this almost bite-sized bits of cheese.
Right.
And that way you can get this. We had like a dozen different cheeses.
Oh,
nice.
You know, but each
they've
of them
got some really fine cheeses.
They do. They've got some amazing cheeses, but each one was like 2 or 3 bites total,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so there wasn't a lot of each kind, but there was a lot of different kinds. And so we could really sample and have some fun that way.
Oh, that's
and so
fantastic.
We had a lot of little cheeses. And a couple spreadable ones.
A lot
ones.
Of little cheeses is the second album.
There was a cranberry one, the spreadable cheese, that was phenomenal.
I believe
it. And then we had, you know, just crackers and... Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm totally going to interrupt. So...
She doesn't want to, but she has to.
Well, I feel like I'm being a white dude when I interrupt, so it just makes me feel bad. Anyway, no, I like to go to Whole Foods. Because I know the cheese guys there, right?
Oh, yeah.
So one of my favorite things is to walk up to him and be like, "Hey Tim, I need some nut cheese."
Oh.
He knows that I have dairy issues,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have cheese that's made out of nut, and that's what it's called—is nut cheese,
right?
Yep.
But I love going to a place where all of the fancy ritzy people like shop, and I'm like, "I need some nut cheese." Can I get some nut cheese from the cheese counter?
And then she got slapped with a harassment suit and a restraining order.
Not yet. Actually, he keeps hiring me for things. So, like,
weird.
Theatrical
Did I
stuff.
Tell you guys how I knew that I was at a ritzy shopping
Because
thing,
everything
grocery.
Was overpriced?
Well, I mean that.
That.
But, like, we were walking through grabbing some stuff to make family spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
Charles and myself.
And instead of Kraft, they had Annie's.
And instead of Kraft, they had a cow. Just a whole cow. Right there.
Wow.
Right. And no. So
you
we,
got to milk
we
it, make the cheese yourself.
Gross. That sounds like it's for peasants.
Utter cheese?
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding? In this day and age, that would be, that would be like...
That's the ultimate opulence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's derelict.
Oh, my God. Like raw water.
Yeah, that's a thing.
God.
We can talk about that later.
Let's talk about it. Yeah, later.
So
anyway,
we were walking through and overheard somebody in the bakery aisle saying, "Are these all the cupcakes that you guys have?"
Oh shit!
Like, do you maybe have some in back, or are these like peasant cupcakes? The only kind you can make, or so, but it wasn't even like, oh, are these all the cupcakes you guys have, or you know, do you guys have any more cupcakes?
More cupcakes?
It was like, are these all the cupcakes that you have? And Charles and I both scattered. We just like roaches.
I don't know what it is going to be. I don't know where it is going to go or how it will be implemented. But I'm going to invent an improv game called "Are These All the Cupcakes You Have?"
Yes. Oh my god! Oh, is it going to be like? Is that what you're trying to say?
It'll be like the cheese shop, possibly.
Oh,
you have to. Yeah, you have to come up with more cupcakes, and then they have to give you a reason that cupcake is not good enough.
Oh, good call. I like it. So where you're going with it. We'll talk about this later.
Are these all the cupcakes you have?
You guys, earlier you got to see the birth of a villain, Salt.
Yep.
Now you get to see the birth of an improv game.
Yep.
Gross! It's
you
all slimy.
So lucky.
No. So we. We had our cheese, and my wife bought a puzzle. And so we were working on this puzzle. The kids helped us a little bit while they were awake, and then we sent the kids to bed, and we were working on the puzzle because we could actually work on it in earnest now because the kids were no longer around.
Right. I get it.
Because, don't get me wrong, they love puzzles. That's what Asher asked for Christmas was puzzles.
Aww.
He loves puzzles.
Aww.
And he will sit there and just do puzzles. And actually, during our last parent-teacher conference, apparently he will just sit in a corner by himself and do puzzles.
I have a gift for you guys.
Mm.
This is a thing that I found at Savers. But I'm pretty sure all of the pieces are there because it is a one-piece puzzle. It's this foam bendy thing that is all one connected puzzle, but it is like strips of puzzle piece. Like, I can't even describe
it. I'm intrigued.
Right.
We'll talk
and
later.
I haven't even put it together yet, but I feel like this
might be... It's one piece! What?
I feel like this might be perfect for Asher. Okay. Like, I feel like...
Well, if you haven't done it yet, I don't know about this, but...
Both put together and completely apart.
Okay, but anyway, so the kids love puzzles. They really, really do. But they don't understand the concept of a more difficult puzzle.
Right.
They're still at the point of, I pick up a puzzle piece and it goes here.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of, I pick up 27 puzzle pieces, I sift through them to try to find one that has a semi-recognizable feature on it.
Right.
And then I stare at the box until I find
that
feature.
I'm looking for the one that has the little ball sack that has like a tinge of one yellow line
on it. I actually have a tendency to look more at shape than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried to do a puzzle like upside down, but I feel like I'd be pretty okay at it.
One of my aunts, she and her husband are just puzzle fiends. Like they're that's their crack.
Right.
And one year they got this big giant like 2,000 piece puzzle. It was this gigugent thing with all of the different crazy shapes and everything.
Sure.
And the whole thing was a big black and white picture of the
god. That sounds sexy.
It was just the whole center.
I'm just
90% of it was just a big black spot.
I'm gonna name
and
another
they
stool.
Lost it. They were so happy.
My mom loved puzzles until she received one like that.
And that broke her.
Yeah, because my dad got it for her. It was hay in a needle stack.
Oh,
the picture is
my
one
God.
One little piece of hay laying across fucking thousands of needles.
That's
and it was
brilliant.
Like it was like a 2,000 piece puzzle.
That's awesome.
I want one of those. I used to do puzzles with Jesse all the time. Like that was our big thing. When we were having a fight, we would just sit down and do a puzzle.
Awesome.
Like it's a really good puzzles. Like mental distraction thing. Right.
I mean,
it sometimes worked.
So anyway, we're working on this puzzle and we've got the champagne open. We look at the clock and it's like 11:15 and we're like, cool, we got some time and we're working on the puzzle and I look up at the clock and it's 12:15 and I go, oh, we missed it.
I wouldn't say you've been missing it, Bob.
Exactly. Yeah. So we kind of like tinked our glasses and kissed and then we were like, okay, aww, back to the puzzle. And,
right.
And then we went to bed. Like,
that
was our New Year's, because now I'm old and boring, apparently.
Now you're old and boring? What did you do, James?
If there's I don't know that I'm not old and boring. I think I visited my parents. I had invites to a bunch of different parties, some of them with people that I find deeply interesting. But I had so many invites and I don't want to be like, oh, yes, everyone wanted me. People Facebook invited me because I'm on their list of
there were an awful lot of Facebook New Year's Eve invites this year.
Which
like,
is
I
weird.
Think
it's
I got,
it's
like,
almost like most people are celebrating it.
Right. I think I got like 9 or 10 invites this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I got fewer than that. But Yeah.
I'm sorry you're not as popular
as I am.
That's
correct. And whatever. Accurate.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Nor should I be. Have you met me? So, yeah, I got invites to, you know, four or five different
right.
parties, and I didn't want to be like, no, I can't go to your thing, whatever. I was like, I don't know who I'm going to go see and where I'm going to hang out.
Right.
And then my parents were like, oh, we're having old family friends over to play board games.
Aww.
And I had gotten board games for two of my family members
right.
for Crimbo.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, no, this is perfect. Yes, absolutely. this is fucking exactly right. So, yeah, I turned people down to go visit my family. Because
no,
also I
fair.
Haven't had a ton of time
to hang out with your family.
To hang out with my family.
Usually, while they're awake?
Right, that.
Yeah.
So,
nope, I get it.
Yeah, I got to party with my mom and dad.
Watch
and,
yes.
Yeah. And our good friends, good family cool. friends. And... their daughter that I haven't seen in a long time, and her husband, and they're wonderful and hilarious. It was just great. And then somebody that I'm seeing also sent me a message and was like, looks like the party I'm at is gonna wrap up before midnight. What what are you
right.
doing? And I was like, Come over here. Come play board games.
Come hang out with my
yeah.
family.
Yeah.
Which so. Your family is delightful, so.
They're all right.
Yeah.
I like them.
I yes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just got a message from her.
Oh, yeah.
So, that. And, yeah, it was nice. It was just super calm.
That sounds super calm and chill.
And very relaxed.
That.
And I had two glasses of wine and... I didn't have to worry about where I was going to end up. And
right.
And most particularly, one of the things for me is you're at a party, especially if you're at a party with people that you like that you do not have an established relationship with.
Right.
You have that, like, tension. Like, is everything going to...
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I'm just going to hang out. And I'm going to play a board game. I'm going outside. Let's just fucking...
Oh, God. Now you know why I smoke.
Yeah. Yep.
That's almost entirely, like, that's my failsafe.
I smoke, too. Not cigarettes and not drugs. I just smoke constantly from frustration.
Does it come out your ears?
No. That's why we have a fog cupboard.
Yeah. All right.
So the...
Excellent, yes.
So you think you have a bad time at parties. Imagine farting smoke out of nervous frustration.
Oh, my God. Oh my.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, that's a fantastic party trick. Are you kidding me? I would love to be at that party. Hey, guys. Look what I can do.
And then you just have to put, like, a party favor back there. Oh, that was something that happened. Like, this is one of the things that makes me feel not like an old, boring person.
Okay.
Was that we opened up a bottle of wine... And
right.
somebody reached over and they grabbed the corkscrew, which was the one with the little lever arms and the gears.
Oh, yeah. No,
that
I
kind
love
of stuff.
That
yeah.
one. That's pretty much the best one ever, actually.
And he grabs hold of it and goes, oh, this kind of looks like a thing, you know, and kind of mimes a little person or a dance or something with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it also kind of looks like this. And then we just started passing it back and forth.
Oh,
saying,
my God, you did improv!
Yes, and it was a what is this corkscrew thing.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
And everything from helicopter blades to boat oars to somebody singing YMCA. That was really good. And, gymnast. A tightrope walker was another good one.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
A duck penis was another one. Yeah.
A pig penis, actually. Those are corkscrewy.
It was a pig tail, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure the pig penis is also in a corkscrew.
It is.
I mean,
it is, yeah.
That's okay. Entirely likely. It okay. seems correct.
Anyway.
Duck penises are also corkscrews.
You should ask Mr. Washington about his duck penis.
I mean, I feel like...
See if it's corkscrew shaped.
We've
Who
vilified together. I feel like I know enough about his penis.
That's all right. That's probably accurate.
I've had my fill. of his penis?
I don't know how I feel about...
I know how I feel about it.
I imagine it's also a corkscrew because there's plenty to go around.
I think you're done talking now, James.
Yeah, I am.
I am not old.
And if you say it with a posh accent, then you're saying corkscrew.
Corkscrew.
Cockscrew.
Corkscrew.
You're right.
Oh.
Yep.
That sounds dirty. Yeah, I'm not old like you motherfuckers. I started partying at 6 and I didn't finish until 3 in the motherfucking morning.
Yeah.
I did have plans to hit 4 parties throughout New Year's Eve evening.
Mm-hmm.
I only made it to 2. Because the first one I went to was a very relaxed, chill party with some of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
That I've known since, like, before I had Jessa. Like, it was just mm-hmm. chill hangout time. And, you know, we were talking about... We had all seen the latest Star Wars, so we got to have conversations about it, like, in person. Like, mm-hmm. real people. That was exciting. there was scotch. It was just a delightful, relaxed, chill evening with people that you've known forever, which is wonderful. And then I went to another party.
Oh.
This party was a party. You were talking earlier about how you go to these parties where you, like, kind of know some people, but then you don't. You're like, I'm just going to play board game. What am I? And then you leave. I always challenge myself to go to one of those parties every year for New Year's.
Hmm.
Because I feel like those parties give me opportunities to work on some of my social anxiety, which is important
sure.
as an extrovert who has social anxiety to find ways of...
Like building up a muscle.
Circumventing that. Hopefully. Hasn't completely worked yet, or but like I feel like it at least Achilles keeps tendon. Me... It at least keeps me in check, as
sure.
if not capable, always.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I went to this party... and then, I showed up and I kind of knew one of the guys that was hanging out on the porch and, like, I had a cigarette with him and I chatted. And then a couple more people showed up. One of them was a vilifier. One of them, is the guy I've been kind of seeing for a bit. Right. I was like, oh, hey, well, this just got better.
Yep.
And also kind of awkward because it's like, it's
things
not like
are
we're
coming
like,
up, Jenna.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, I don't know
later
if he was,
that night.
I don't know if he was supposed to be here with somebody else. Now this is awkward because, like, I'm totally cool with that because, like, mm-hmm. it's just
because
like,
you're an adult
hanging out, dating, and yeah, adultish type things. But I don't know if he wasn't there with anybody else, so that helped. I mean, he was there with his best friend, who is also super cool and wonderful. But yeah, it wasn't like I didn't have to worry about doing non-platonic things with and around her with him. Wait,
sure.
I don't know if I said that right. Anyway, yeah.
I stopped listening to you a long time.
No, I know.
I'm listening, but I don't always catch when things
I
get mixed.
No, that's fair. So yeah, but this particular party was a masquerade party.
Ooh.
So we all had to wear masks.
So you were all vampires?
No, not that. Not. I mean, some people may have been actually.
Okay.
But not all of us were.
Okay.
I was kind of, actually, a little bit, if you really overthink it. What?
I try not to.
No, I mean, okay.
I mean, yeah. See, so I did masquerade dressed up as Persephone. Queen of the Underworld, bringer mm-hmm. of spring. Mm.
Did you have pomegranates?
First of her
I
name.
Did not have pomegranates. I went to the grocery store, and the grocery store I went to was out. And I did not have time to keep searching.
You have failed
for
me for the last time.
I brought
probably
I brought craisins.
Last, also,
okay, we'll go with craisins. Are
craisins
an acceptable?
I got craisins
for
and
costuming
I had
purposes.
I had craisins and I had raspberry mead, which is why I didn't make it to the other two parties. because
those craisins were powerful.
Yeah, they were. Holy
crazaisins.
Shit! They held me back. They kept me from going for.
I
was held to the underworld of the masquerade.
Yeah, you looked back,
because
didn't
I was,
you?
I
you looked
and then
back.
I turned into salt.
Yeah.
No. So yeah, I did Persephone, and then
they sang
and
Margaritaville.
She turned into a Salt Lick, that's for sure.
Whoa! Oh, what?
Accurate. I'm not blushing. You guys are jerks. Okay, so anyway,
both of those things are
I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
So I did the masquerade thing, and I ran into other people I knew. The guy that plays Sir Guy out at Festival was there.
Yeah, yep.
Like, he was wearing a helmet, so I went to get, like, he was like, Jenna, and I'm like, I feel like I can hug you. Why do I feel like I can hug you? Because I couldn't see his face at all, but I could see his height, and he is a tall-ass motherfucker. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know who you are, but who are you? And he's like, who else do you know that's this tall? I'm like, from this vantage point, pretty much everybody, but I'm pretty sure you're blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yes, I am! Like, it was fantastic. So I got to chat with him for a while, and we talked about, like, just, and there were, like, a few people here and there. That one person recognized me from Memoirs of a Welfare Queen.
Oh.
I'm like,
stardom.
Shit, I'm a rock star now, motherfuckers.
Wow.
Somebody else recognized me from Ville, but I didn't.
Hold on.
You're sitting on five-year-old fame there.
Was it in a bathroom?
It was not in a bathroom.
Oh, this was in a recognized you outside of a
dining room. Wow. Nonetheless, I have moved up in the world,
I
motherfuckers.
Know, right?
Shit,
only took
yeah.
How many
you
years?
Fancy.
Five, at least. So there were people that, like, I kind of tertiarily knew, and I got to I got to, like, talk to them and get to know them better. Meanwhile, there's, like, boy that every once in a while I'm like, okay, cool. Just hanging out and, like, chatting and maybe kissing a little. What? That's why you date people,
no,
right?
No, the rest of it was fine. It was that, that was like, I'm really glad I never dated you.
Are you going to skip the kissing parts?
Huh?
Are you going to skip the kissing parts?
No, I didn't.
You want me to skip past this part, don't you? It's okay.
No, she's going straight to the
Wow.
I'm going in depth. Are you kidding me? Do you know how
Giggity.
Long it's been?
Are we
I'm
not
just,
doing phrasing?
Whatever. No, so... No, I'm just going to describe in detail every single sexual thing I did with this person.
Go on.
On a podcast that is being, like, listened to in Australia.
Go on.
That's exactly what I'm going to
honestly,
do.
Honestly, so far, that's been the case.
Yeah, that's like our show. And besides, Matt's not here.
I mean, empirically speaking.
I don't know that he's signed up for that, though, so I'm just not going to do that. Like, that seems rude
that.
At best.
I mean, you don't have to name names, but you do have to name body parts.
This one was called Phil.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that either. You guys... I did have a lovely time that evening. And then, like, New Year's hit, and they had these balloons with confetti. Which it's a really good thing. My latex allergy is only a light allergy because just the number of balloons that are in my life.
Huh.
Yeah.
She had a date like that once.
I did. That's how I found out I was allergic to latex.
Way more than one.
Oh, buddy. So they had, like, people, like, won trivia, whatever, so they got pins so that they could be some of the balloon poppers for this confetti. It was fantastic.
Oh.
Like, it actually, like, the balloon popping confetti thing was real good.
Hmm.
It got all over the fucking place, and I'm glad I don't live there and have to clean that shit up later.
No
but, yeah. The confetti spread, and it was... Oh, my God, they also had this dancing, fighting Yoda doll. Yeah, no. Like, a foot and a half tall Yoda on the floor with a lightsaber, and if you said things like, the dark side, it would start attacking... So I got to have lightsaber fights with
Yoda. You sure they didn't just hire a sideshow little person?
No.
What?
Dude. It was an animatronic Yoda doll.
Huh.
And he had a lightsaber, and you would say things, and he'd start, like, waving this lightsaber around, and I fought him with my mead bottle that was then empty because I'd had a lot of mead.
Huh.
And I'm pretty sure he won.
Drunk Jenna is apparently awesome.
I'm much better than
agreed.
Sober Jenna.
Okay. Different from.
Anyway, it was entertaining. I'm pretty sure I lost to Yoda with my mead bottle and his lightsaber.
To an animatronic Yoda. This is a fight choreographer, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen.
Look, we didn't rehearse this shit, all right? What do you think fight choreography is?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so then towards the end of the evening there, I got soberish. And then I found a drunk couple that was excessively drunk. I mean, like, fucking can't walk straight, can't do basic functions, drunk as shit. And, like, years. I've been doing room parties at Convergence since, like, 2010, 2011, somewhere in there. Sure. And, like, I just snapped into room party host mode. And, like, I went over there, number one, because it was a guy and a girl, and they were both drunk. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to investigate this situation. And then I found out that they've been, like, together for a while. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But she was super drunk. And he was really drunk, which if you can tell the difference in levels there, then she was way drunk, like a lot. Like, yeah. So I shoved a bunch of water down their throats, helped them call an Uber, held some hair back, and located some shoes. I was just
not
like,
their shoes, just some.
Just a pair of shoes. No,
they may be a little tight. You'll have to break them in.
Now I remember why I don't go to a lot of parties anymore.
Mm. Oh, my God. I loved it, though. I felt so helpful, and I was, like, in my element. I'm like, I know exactly what to do. I know how to talk to this person to convince them that drinking more water is exactly the thing that they want to do right now. I know at what point I need to be like, look, sweetie, you look like you're going to vomit. Let's go over towards the bathroom. Also, your Uber's going to be here in 2 minutes. Are you ready? Do you have your coats on? Do you have shoes? You do not have shoes. We are going to locate shoes now.
You are describing getting out of the house with my 2-year-old right
basically,
now.
Basically, yeah. Only I don't have to clean their diapers or anything, so that's cool. No, I did not.
Didn't you?
Nope.
Didn't you, Kyle? No.
I mean, I held some hair back, but that was pretty much it.
From their diapers?
No. Well, that is not a thing that happened. But by the end of that, I was, like, super sober. Because, like, when you have to take care of somebody else, like, you just sober up. You're just like, cool, I got this. I'm on this thing. And I was done. So then I was able to save both my friend and my gentleman friend a Uber call. And I drove them back to his place. Yep. That's where I'm stopping that story.
Cool story.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't gotten to the...
I think she's saving that for marriage. I meant
my
later.
Second marriage. Bill used to joke that he was still a virgin, that we were saving sex for our 5-year anniversary.
Aww.
We never got to our 5-year anniversary.
Oh, joke.
I mean,
now we know why they didn't.
You know what? Ask
him.
Ask him. Oh, ask him if it was.
I will. I'm going to find a fucking medium, and I am going to go ask that bitch.
Yes, please.
And then that medium is going to say bad candy, and I'm going to know he's fucking legit.
That's fair. I think you mean bad candy.
Bad candy.
Bad candy.
Good. Should we take a break?
So, yeah, I was about to say, all the listeners that have no idea what we're talking about.
The thing is the first time I heard that story, it was hilarious. The second time I heard that story from someone else, I went, oh, you son of a bitch, that's a bit.
I mean, it is now. I was there to witness the story, so that was delightful for me.
No, but I mean, he has done this more than once in different settings.
No, he hasn't.
No, he did it once, and then he realized it was a bit. And he has since done it again.
Well, not recently.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Anyway, we're going to take a break.
We need to have a conversation. What do you know about my dead ex-husband?
We will get a fucking medium and we'll find out.
Right.
It literally does not sound anything like that. Have you heard the song?
Many times.
Yeah.
Obviously not. There is literally no part of the song that sounds anything like that.
It sounds like that to me. Maybe I'm colorblind, but for ears.
We need to get you checked out by a psychiatrist. We're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And yeah, we don't really have a topic.
I asked you guys what we were talking about, and you said sex, so...
Let's talk about sex, baby.
I guess I was joking,
let's
but
talk
but
about
let's
you.
Let's then. Talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about all the good things,
and
the bad things that baby. Could be.
Let's talk about
so, like, sex. Queefs?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I do that a lot.
Jenna apparently has...
That's a thing that I do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's...
Fear the queef.
Don't fear the queef.
Don't fear the queef.
That it means that the muscles are activating and doing good things. So, yeah.
Activating.
Activate vagina wall. Okay.
Powering up.
Although I do actually find it hard not to giggle every time I queef.
I mean,
who can't?
It sounds like a fart. And
it's
farts
hilarious.
Farts are hilarious.
I'm sorry,
and queefing
but it's
is hilarious.
Funny.
That's just, it's yeah.
Why are some people weirded out by sex?
It is obscenely biological.
Yeah. Duh.
Like all biological things, people are a little weird about.
Yeah.
But sex more than others due to our Puritan background as a country.
There's that. But some people are also weird about bodily fluids and contact and things like that. Somebody apologized to me.
For sex?
What?
Whoa.
Not exactly.
Dude.
No. I was spending time with somebody and she said, there's just a lot of fluids and I'm sorry. And I'm like, don't be sorry.
Why?
Why would you be sorry?
Why?
She's like, but your bed. And I was like, I have a mattress protector. For a reason. For many reasons.
Also, you wet the bed.
For many reasons.
Yes. Yeah, I don't get it.
No, I mean, okay, here's where we go interesting. I have had it happen where I was having sex and then spontaneous period.
That is,
and
that is
a bodily thing that can happen. Uh-huh. The problem is that shit can stain, yo. Like,
yeah.
I always feel awkward about that aspect of it.
That
like,
was one of the reasons that I bought a special covering for the mattress so that you wash the sheets and the protector, and that's it.
Sometimes it's hard to get out of the sheets.
Yep.
And I always feel bad that I've ruined somebody's sheets.
Okay, so...
I'm pretty sure it was worth it. People pay thousands of dollars for sex with prostitutes. They can pay $20 for sex with someone they love.
And sheets.
And also sheets, yes.
Make sure you leave it on the bedstand.
There's no mattress protector on the bedstand.
We're by the way, dear listeners, for those of you who have their kids in the car or something like that, we're really sorry.
I mean, too late.
This one is going sideways.
You should know better already.
Jenna brought up.
I think when we said we're going to talk about sex, they turned off the podcast.
Yeah.
Turned off their radio, ripped it out of the dash, and threw it out of the car.
Yeah. So, period sex.
I kind of figured that's where we're going.
Yeah, no,
ketchup and mayo?
Yeah. Is that like most American men, that the thought of that weirded me out.
What?
For many years.
For many guys, it does,
And then I, realized at one point it was like, this is kind of dumb.
Right.
And...
I have...
And now I do, and now we don't care?
I have
Correct.
Personal issues with period sex for a couple of reasons. And when I say personal, I mean it's very personal to me.
Right, no, absolutely.
And I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I have a hepatitis B from a blood transfusion.
Right.
And so anytime there's, blood involved, I'm kind of like, oh, God. And then I remember that pretty much everybody's vaccinated at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not... But it's still like...
No, that is an absolute valid...
Yeah, that's kind of a concern for me in general, just like with somebody that, I usually establish those things ahead of time, but still, it's like I'm always still nervous about, mm-hmm. and not just period sex, like bleeding in general.
Right.
My period in general, and if I cut myself, I'm like, get all the bleach because bleach will kill it. So.
That's why you lost to animatronic Yoda, isn't it?
It really is. Because I bleed 5 days out of every month.
I was going to say because you didn't want to get cut, but whatever.
I didn't want to get cut. Lightsabers, well, no, lightsabers cauterize at the same time. So that probably actually is probably a safer one. No, but so there's the blood aspect.
Well, I just had a thought I never want again.
Right.
Oh, tell us.
No, don't. Because I think I have an idea and I don't want to know. But period sex, like, on the one hand, there's the blood aspect, which is just kind of a personal, whatever for me. Mm. But then there's the other aspect of my body's busy doing shit.
Yeah.
And depending at what point of the period, I just don't want sex. And it's connected to the period, but it's not about period sex, if that makes sense.
No, it...
It's like...
That does make sense. If I'm not on the right path here, let me know. But
sure.
I don't know if I would call that any different from not wanting sex when you're not on your period.
The problem is that I always want sex unless I'm in those like 2 or 3 days where I don't during my period. So
I always want sex except when I don't, she says.
Which is during my period. Sure. Like, oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. That's what I mean though, is that it is
Your libido is rampant.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I like boinking. I love my orgasms.
She had a date like that once.
I also love other people. More than once. Mm-hmm. She had a
mystery date like that once.
That's awkward. So anyway, like honestly, if I'm having like back pain due to my period, I don't want.
Right, yeah. But that's,
if you have anonymous sex with Captain America, is it an old glory hole?
What?
Jesus fuck.
All right.
No, I mean, I got it. And I wish I hadn't.
Although, getting it
with Captain America, kind of wish I had.
I am not feeling well enough to have to jump through the hoops that you had to do.
I feel comfortable with that.
Wow. Like, did you have to stretch before those mental gymnastics?
We just looked back along the obstacle course and Salsa's just hanging over the ring. Like, just arms and legs dangling, sadly. Guys!
I feel like he's the winner here, though, so...
Yeah. At the end of the night, he's still Salsa.
It's one of those games where the only way you can win is to just not play.
To not play, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
How about a nice game of chess?
No, but period sex in general. You're right. There are people that are squig the fuck out of it. Boys and girls, actually. Yeah. There are women that are just like, no. And I feel like I have additional stuff on top of it. But I when I've got my period, I'm kind of like, can we do this when I don't have to worry about staining everything? That'd be great. Like, yeah, no.
That's what shower sex was for.
Oh, I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, well, I mean, shower sex can be awkward, too. And it's not just, like, the standing and the fear of
water
falling consistently.
Water removes natural lubrication.
Exactly that.
Honestly, the angle is all wrong. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy it, but it doesn't hit the right places. Because, just like, there's two ways of doing it. It's face-to-face or with her bent over. With her bent over, it just isn't hitting the right place. And she's not tall enough for us to be face-to-face.
There's a way to... So. Foot up on the side of the tub.
I always worry about foot up...
I'm so tall that I still need
slipping?
To, like,
yeah.
bend over
like, if
like,
I've
a
got,
lot. I need to crouch still.
If I've got 2 feet... On the floor of the tub, I feel way more secure than 1 foot on the floor of the tub. Just because,
my first apartment that was just mine, all by myself, had originally been intended for wheelchair access.
That's where
that
you can
too.
Do it.
And so the shower had handles.
Yup.
Nice. And was gigantic. Yeah.
That sounds perfect. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that okay. That sounds like an acceptable place.
Yeah.
But when you've got like the old school,
and had
like
a trapeze
especially
hanging from the seat. No, that would be amazing though.
Note to self.
Just one of the lips.
Yeah, one of those acorn stair chair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no, like a claw machine.
You just like keep backing it up. Just. Faster. Anyway. It doesn't move faster.
But like if you're talking one of the old school, like the.
That's true.
That's accurate. But an old school like clawfoot tub that had a shower installed like over it, kind of a thing. Like, there's no way to do that.
I'd be worried about
that's even got sloped sides.
Exactly, so, yeah.
I'd be worried about like walking that tub across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I lost my virginity in a bathtub. So
did you really?
I did.
I want to know more, but not too much.
I actually. So apparently, right. Apparently, the sound of flesh. sliding against wet porcelain sounds like furniture being scraped across a hardwood floor.
Oh my god!
I was at a friend's house with my first girlfriend, and we had been upstairs playing D&D because we're nerds. And then we went to the hot tub that they had, and then after the hot tub, we went and had a shower. And so the two of us are in the shower and we start making out.
Thank you for not having sex in the hot tub, by the way.
No, God, no. So we're in the shower and I was the oblivious Mr. Doesn't Get It.
I'm surprised.
I didn't know she was into me until she just basically showed up in the shower naked. And I was like, oh, oh. Yeah, I was not a smart man.
I was. Specifically at this point, continue.
So we're getting busy in the bathtub there with the shower running and wet porcelain and the other two are upstairs going, are they rearranging the furniture?
Oh my god!
Because think of a couch sliding against hardwood.
Right.
That was the sound of her back on the porcelain. And so they come downstairs and they go back upstairs and they're like, nope, they're not. Something's moving, but it's not furniture. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's how I lost my virginity right there. So, shower sex has a special place in my heart.
I believe that. The first time I God, I've done this before. I was raped when I was 12. So, like, when you talk about virginity, that's not...
Right, yeah.
Whatever. The first time I consensually engaged in the activity, right. However. And by this, I mean, like, vaginal intercourse, not other fun things that may or may not be considered, depending on how you define these things.
This is all very nebulous.
Right.
And the terminology is...
But, yeah, silly, vaginal intercourse. The first time I did that consensually... I was in a new apartment, new to me, so I didn't even have furniture in this apartment yet. And one of my roommates had fully moved in; the other one wasn't even there. This was the place that we called Queer Central.
Okay.
There was a flaming gay boy, a butch dyke, and me as the token bisexual, right? So my boyfriend and I are getting a little friendly. In my room, and then we're getting a little more friendly, and he was like, I wish I'd brought a condom. I'm like, I could go find one. He's like, are you sure? Like, he was super good about it. He's like, are you sure you want to do this?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, no, I think I can go ask the gay boy if he's got a condom. So, like, I go over, and I'm like, hey buddy. I knock on the door. I'm like, do you have a condom I could borrow? And he goes... Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch. Everybody is getting laid except for me. Like, even church girl Jenny's getting laid. And I can't get... It's been 6 months and I'm dried the fuck up. And he's doing this rant as he goes over to his dresser drawer to pull up. And he pulls out, like, this ream of condoms.
I know, I was about to say, right. He opens the drawer and it's just nothing but...
I mean, not quite, but he does pull out just the ream because you know they come the long things of
six or eight or whatever
strip of six. We'll go strip of six. It's alliterative, and he takes this thing and he basically throws it at me and he's like, "Have a good fucking time." Oh, that's right, you're gonna be fucking. I won't be fucking because I can't fucking get laid. And he slams the door in my face and I'm like, All right, well, I'm going to go have sex.
I'll just be over here. If you're trying to make me feel guilty about this, it's not working.
Right, like, but the other point of the story is that I did not have furniture in my room, and it was an older apartment. Shag.
Oh, no.
I know. Although it's appropriate, because shag. But no, there was a little bit of rug burn involved. But still, very fun. I enjoyed it immensely. He was a very kind lover that was, you know, made sure I was taken. He also, he had a 10-inch dick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, he was very careful. He was very nice. He was very considerate. He was like, let me know if I go too far. And I'm like, okay. Ow. Nope.
That was it.
Yep. You found it. But yeah, no, like he was very good about like gauging space, good. I guess, and things like that. So it was very, very kind, wonderful,
considerate
mm-hmm. and pleasurable experience. But it was also on carpet.
Yeah,
it was on carpet. You guys,
I have had my share of rug burn, and it is not something I care to.
Here's what a slut I am. Shag carpet rug burn versus like the short tiny stuff
mm-hmm.
that they tend to have in carpeting now.
Yeah.
I would rather have the short, tiny stuff.
Really? Right. I would have guessed the other way around.
Right, I would have too.
Because I'd figure it would be more abrasive.
Yeah, no, the shag stuff, at least for my experiences with shag, which is more than one, it sheds more.
Oh.
Okay. So you end up with bits of carpet in places you did not expect to find bits of carpet.
It's like sex on the beach.
Kind of,
why
yeah.
anybody yes. has ever wanted to do that is beyond me.
I don't know. Like,
I do not understand that.
If it's doggy style and your privates aren't hitting the ground, I can see it.
Mm.
But like, if I'm lying down at any point in time, no.
Like my wife and I went to like to the like they've got. The actual beach, and then they've got like the dunes behind it with all the grass in it, and then right. like the trees behind it, like back there.
Sure.
Just like standing up, you know, leaned up against
the tree. Oh, I've done standing outdoor sex before.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
And even then, sand still got places because the wind would blow.
I believe
it. And you know, sand. On the one hand, I do get it. I do enjoy adventurous sex. And on the other hand, it was like, not again.
Yeah. No, because places.
Yeah, I would much rather do this in the shower.
I feel like that might be more of an issue for women than men in general, just because of how the body parts are designed.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like, I have enjoyed some outdoor whatever. Fest.
I was young once.
Yeah, right. Because I've done things in places.
You played stage bingo.
I fucking won stage bingo. Are you kidding me? And there are places that I've marked that you don't want to know about. But no, like there is it. So it's the end of a festival day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been working.
Yep.
And it hasn't rained. It's been a dusty, yep. dusty day. And you are just covered in filth and grime.
And sweat and tired.
Oh my God.
That sounds awful.
I don't even care if it's in the tent, like, you know, or a camper even with like air conditioning. You're still gross as fuck.
Yep.
Like that's it. You really have to
take a shower first.
Yeah. Even just like a baby. Baby rag shower. The
baby wipes.
Baby wipes. Thank you. Yep. Just something. Mm-hmm. Something. Oh my God.
No,
just
it's
wipe
not.
Down.
No.
Wipe down. Ugh. But yeah. Shower in a box. That's what I usually call it. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Just I mean, don't get me wrong. I've still done it without. I just don't recommend it.
No, I absolutely have.
Sometimes the moment is there, and you just go for it,
right? Because like. You're young and you're horny, and you just want to do that thing. But like, my wife and I, when we were dating, you know, we would be like at the tent at Fest, and I'd be like, "Hey, you want it?" And she'd be like, "No," because we have a bed at home.
right.
that is warm and clean.
Yeah.
And you know, when we were still just like dating and living apart from each other, and mm-hmm. then it was like, yeah, these are the moments that you grab while you can.
Yep.
It's like, we live together now.
Yeah.
We live together now. We can do this whenever we want to. No.
No.
Here is not that moment.
Yeah. I do. So at Fest, people having sex in tents can sometimes be loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It is fucking intense.
I swear to God, get out. I know you just go got away. Back, but get go out. Away. Get the no, fuck out. Just go.
He's
just,
not going.
No.
He thinks
not.
We're joking.
He thinks we're joking.
He thinks we're joking. Get the fuck out.
James, how did you lose your virginity?
I had hung on to it for a while. I'd had a couple of offers in my
That's not
teenage
what we
years. And yeah? then decided who I was going to lose it to. A girl had moved up from Iowa to live
it.
With me.
You didn't lose it. You know exactly where it went.
Yes. I decided I was going to give her my virginity on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to vomit.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh,
Jesus, James.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I told her ahead of time so she knew that it would be a considered decision and not like a...
Spur of the
Well,
moment.
We're yep. here.
Right. No, yeah. I get that.
And Jesus then I bought supplies for it and...
So it was in a bed. That is different from both mine and
yeah,
Salsa's experiences. You missed this.
So we did
that. I love how he's just like, I decided to do it, and then none of the information that we were actually looking for.
I put my penis into a girl's vagina.
Okay, so...
Okay, that's...
But, like, you were on a bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's...
In my own room.
Okay.
Wow.
In my apartment.
Boring.
I mean, to be fair, I was in my own room in my apartment.
Right. We need to... Back up. Just like, she had no furniture, so she was on a shag carpet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was in a shower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Ours
so
are you were in a clawfoot tub, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I thought. Oh. It sounded
not
like
clawfoot.
Furniture no. moving? Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
It did sound like furniture.
Just a bathtub,
moving.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No. And I had to borrow condoms from my gay roommate who hadn't gotten laid in 6 months and was
really
bitter
about it.
He was so bitter about this whole thing.
Yeah. I scampered off because nature was calling on the red phone.
And then we talked about how
how
having sex on the beach is awful.
Oh. And also a day after Fest
is awful.
Something there buddy. Is something that I will say for sex on a beach.
Is sandpaper in your vagina?
Sandy?
It's still sex.
I
mean, there are other better
I can
options.
Have a lot of
Dude,
better options.
5 minutes later, I can be in the back seat of a car and not getting sand in my vagina. Like,
there's that.
That's kind of my thing. Like,
maybe it's because I'm not in my 20s anymore, but I feel like not sex on a beach is a better option.
I would say sex not on a beach is a better option.
Yes. No,
yeah.
But also not sex on a beach is a better option.
I did bring up the doggy style, like where your privates aren't actually in the, as opposed to your generals.
You still
I don't
get
even know why I did
and,
that.
And stuff.
But
yeah. it still gets
your
just
corporals.
Gross
and... I have admirals. Thank you very much.
Little salute.
Thank there you.
Where's the most creative place you've ever had sex, James?
So I used to work
slash naughty
with
slash
my
adventurous
ex-fiance.
Slash...
Oh my god!
I used to work with my ex-fiance, and at some point, I looked up over the cubicle wall, and I said, "Do you need lunch?" And she said, "I need lunch real bad." And we took lunch, and we only got a half an hour for lunch, so we had to go to a place that was maximum 5 minutes away,
mm-hmm.
which ended up being a garden center that was closed for the season.
Oh.
And, oh, my.
Wow.
Damn.
We didn't get back on time. And I was lucky I had a spare change of pants.
Nice.
So...
Nice.
That.
Well done,
Oh,
James.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I'm trying to think if I've got anything that
almost
quite
made up for your boring loss right? of virginity. But.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, our first
some of those, by the way, are really great. Those just like afternoon quickies.
Yeah,
those are so good.
I used to work 3 miles away from where I worked.
Mm-hmm.
That was back at a place that we have all worked before. So yeah, it was nice working 3 miles away.
I do not live that close to that location you're talking about, and I have still done that.
Right.
Where my wife would be because of spring vacation or God knows what, she right. would not be working that day, and we would get to texting, and then it'd be like, I need to take a long lunch, everybody, bye. And
I have something important to do at home.
Yep.
I would say that Salsa's wife is something important, yes.
Yeah, someone, yeah.
Someone. She is very important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I working 3 miles from home, I was able to both if I took an hour, which sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't, it kind of depended on the situation at work, but mm-hmm. if I took an hour, I could have pasta and a fuck. Like mm-hmm. that was great.
Well, you got to wait for the water to boil, so.
Right, yeah. I'm just
like in Payback. I still have a few minutes. Go boil an egg.
God. I'm really trying to think of my most creative. Salsa, do you have a more most creative?
I don't know.
I have to go through a lot here. Like, so give me
one of them was in a swimming pool. That was it was late at night. It was one of these housing complexes that has like this shared swimming pool. And so we were in the swimming pool. We were the only people in the swimming pool.
Chlorine.
Yeah. Right.
Again, I was in my 20s.
Sure.
You know,
right. Yeah. But,
no, I get it.
But I don't know why that's worse than sand for some reason.
But I mean, we were the only people in the pool, but anybody could look out a window and see us.
But soon they were joined by millions of identical twins.
I think the
nice to meet you.
Oh,
I don't even
know
what that means.
Like, we're...
No, I legitimately
James,
didn't
you're in charge.
Didn't get that.
Your joke, you explain.
We'll tell you when you're older, honey.
So the border between Minnesota and Wisconsin, there's a river called the St. Croix,
uh-huh.
and what you can do is you can canoe down it. And it
sounds like you were canoodling in it.
No,
oh my God! Did you boink in a canoe? Because that's amazing.
It was docked on the beach, but we were in the canoe.
Yes.
No.
How was the rocking?
That turned out differently than we expected.
We had pulled out. Well, so the.
Were you about to say you had pulled out? Because that's hilarious.
Out of the river, yeah. No, okay. See, we I had been on this before with a group of friends, and we had gone canoeing, and so I was kind of familiar.
They also
with
the, did it on
and
the
and then
dock.
Later, my girlfriend at the time and I, we also went down this river just to as a date, and we got, you know, a ways down the river, and we
were, at least a third base.
We were like, we cannot not do this, and so we pulled the canoe up on the beach,
and then they pulled the canoe up on the beach,
and you know we kind of behind some scrub.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I mean, it's polite to shave, but in the moment, I guess whatever.
And you know, so I was on top, and I was facing. I was facing upriver. And so, but no, so whatever.
I've never done that position before.
No, I know. I'm well aware.
I'm eagerly.
So we're in the canoe. The canoe is up on the bank.
Taking notes.
The canoe is up on the bank. I'm facing upriver. So whenever a canoe with another group would like come around the bend, like we would just like flatten and stop. And they would go past, and then it was like, okay, it's clear, and then we would keep going.
Mm.
And then we got done, and then we went back into the river.
Uh-huh. And then what happened after the sex?
Then
Oh, that wasn't sex. I haven't even gotten to the sex yet.
This was just foreplay. Fuck.
I got nothing. I could tell my Bill story again, but I've told that at least once in the past 6 months, and that's just... I'm... Oh, my God.
I was with somebody, and we both ended up working the afternoon shift at the fencing booth. Mm. And so we were like, cool, we're going to go get more sleep. And
was in quotes.
We went to the car, and neither of us could sleep, so we slept together. Mm-hmm. And
I get it.
Yeah,
so you fucked is what you're saying.
We got back to the booth, and one of the booth owners looked over and went, "You fuckers!"
Literally,
yeah.
What? Like, it's written all the fuck over your face. God. You guys didn't sleep at all. You sons of bitches. Yep.
All right. Well, it's not super creative, but the classiest thing I did.
Ooh. Oh.
Absolutely.
Pinky up.
Yeah. No. No. No, put
not
that pinky
not that kind of classy.
Ooh. Not as big as a pinky.
Ooh. Oh, so you don't want the pinky?
Gas station bathroom.
Oh.
Well, on a road trip. Yep.
Oh, but sand she has a problem with.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm a smoker. I can't smell anything.
Well, it's not the smell that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
It was actually,
you know, the dispenser is in there, but you can take the condoms out. You can leave with them.
It was.
Oh
no.
We were in a we were traveling with other people. So
yes.
So that was about as much privacy as we could afford.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm Poe.
Oh.
So no, but we also were on this very long car trip, and we had been in the back seat being a little friendly.
Frisky. Friendly.
Yeah, little touchy feely, and
so there was no holding back.
Things needed to get taken care of, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they could have not, but that would have been frustrating.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Jesus.
So that's it's maybe not like the best or the most creative per se, but that is definitely a story.
No, I applaud you. You won the most
gross.
Not gonna do that one.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
Never have I ever.
Look, I will say this. I have lines. I have boundaries. I have what some might call standards.
And someday she'll find out what they are.
Right. but the point is this, like, sometimes you just get to a point.
Yeah. No, I...
Like, I'm not proud. I'm amused, but I'm not proud. Like...
A missile command. The froth is on the latte. I repeat, the froth is on the latte.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a break.
I got felt up in a server room once.
You got what?
Felt up in a server room once. It's not quite the same as sex.
I miss her that
but as a nerd, that as a nerd, a gigantic chubby.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so I have always wanted to have sex in a library.
Mm.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
That is something I've wanted to do.
Yep.
So, but server room...
Server room.
That sounds like a close second.
It's just a different kind of library.
It was not vaginal intercourse, but it was...
But it was fooling around.
It was
anal. It was hardcore anal.
It was not.
There were farm animals. Don't ask how they got them
there.
There
were two guys.
There were hands down the panties, so, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, dear ladies and gentlemen, we are going to leave you with that.
We're
going
to let you cool off.
I had to make up for that.
Yeah, Jenna's going to go need a cigarette after this.
Smoke and I need a cigarette.
We'll be right back after this.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I got this. You guys, I got this.
Well, she definitely got it.
Well, yeah, I did. Boy, howdy. We're recording again, aren't we, guys?
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. I hate everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, not one person. Not that one time.
No.
So we have had a considerable amount of conversation about sexual intercourse that has gotten our heart rates up a little bit. If you do not have the luxury of chatting with somebody about sexual intercourse to get you going in the morning, you need to use stimulants of another sort. God. And that is coffee.
That's how you're going to intro that shit?
You know what? All right. Got to make this interesting.
We were talking about plugging.
I just started talking.
And now we're just regular plugging.
Now we're just plugging.
Is that all the cupcakes you have?
Are these... All the cupcakes you have.
But if you need stimulant in the morning and you can't get your heart rate going with a morning quickie, what you need is coffee. And that can be provided by TrueStone.
And even if you can get your heart rate going with a morning quickie,
and I recommend
may I suggest you follow it up with a nice shared cup of coffee?
Ooh. TrueStone coffee.
I did recently have a morning encounter.
Nice.
Was it TrueStone?
I mean, afterwards it was TrueStone.
Excellent.
If TrueStone is there,
make it a TrueStone.
It's technically a threesome.
Oh, God. What if it's only you and TrueStone?
Then that's a coffee enema.
Take it in two holes?
Whoa.
This is going off the rails. So you can get really, really good coffee. We want people to actually buy the stuff.
Right.
Go to TrueStoneCoffee.com. Get yourself some coffee. Get yourself some swag. Get yourself some cold press. Get yourself some coffee. All delivered right to your door. And if you use the promo code...
Apropos.
I believe it's pronounced apropos.
Then you can get 10% off of your order, which is always great because then you can actually afford enough condoms to be able to give them to Jenna when she comes to borrow them.
Because there are three things that you need if you're going to have intercourse. Condoms, consent, and coffee.
The three C's.
I'm actually going to derail us for a second.
Well, there's a big surprise. Nobody's ever done that in this show.
I know. James and I did a thing on Saturday night. What? That is the perfect intro. You shut your whore mouth. James and I brought four virgins and another veteran to Rocky Horror Picture Show
Shadowcast.
And how was that?
Fucking magnificent.
It was amazing. Everybody that we brought was good sports. The thing that reminded me was actually at the very end, they had somebody passing out condoms afterwards.
Which is fucking outstanding.
It's wonderful. It's, you know, just stay safe, do your thing, stay safe, whatever. And I was like, do you have latex-free condoms? And they went, why, yes, we do. And they just handed me a stack of fucking condoms.
Like, what other use are they?
Huh?
What other use would there be for the condoms?
Other than fucking
condoms, and then there are...
There are those finger condoms you use for turning pages.
That's a good point.
Or for working with electronics.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh. Yeah. So anyway, I got the fucking condoms, and they just handed me, like, I haven't even counted them yet. I'm guessing, like, 25
condom.
To 30
condoms.
She doesn't know how many there are, but she can't wait to find them.
I'm going to count them one dick at a time. You're welcome.
I mean,
how else do you count condoms?
One dick, two dick,
red dick, blue dick. Yes!
So what we're trying to say is TrueStone coffee.
Just don't use it on a dick. That's bestiality. TrueStone coffee.
Dick Dick is like a deer.
Yeah, it's this little...
Oh!
It has spiral horns.
Aww.
Yeah.
Or, no, that one has little short horns,
yeah,
doesn't
no, they're,
it?
Yeah, no, they're these ones. Little, like, miniature deer that are kind of cute, and they're called Dick Dicks.
Dick Dick.
Aww.
Don't use condoms with them.
No! Oh, God. Oh, you're horrible
that's
people.
That's against the law.
That's, and morally wrong.
Hey, guys, how about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those of you that do not know how this works, what the Fast Five is we are sent two messages by you, the listener. Message number one has nothing but five A or B choices. We do not know what these choices mean. We only get the choices, and we have to decide based on what the choices are and maybe any other context clues you may have provided us what we think you meant by those choices and decide which one we like best. Then, after we have made all of our choices, we go to the second message and we find out what you intended those choices to mean.
And
we
right.
find out if we liked what we said or if we have made terrible, terrible mistakes.
I have made poor life decisions in general, yeah. So...
No, this is nothing new.
Right.
We just find
if anything,
out if we have made...
make you better at
we
this.
Just find out if we have made more poor life decisions.
All right.
So, this one comes to us from... Mrs. Mudd.
Yay, aww, Mrs. Yeah. Mudd.
Like so, it. Mrs. Mudd.
I forgot to say earlier, she gave me a sewing machine table.
Ooh.
It was
oh, how
super
nice.
Kind of her. I meant
how
to mention
nice.
It earlier, and I'm pretty sure I got drunk. But yeah,
phenomenal.
I'm super excited. I have not yet tested it out, but I do have it set up now.
Neat.
So I get to find out if it actually like works.
Who and is right?
It's, but it's one of those old school sewing tables where like you unfold the things
and then
the sewing machine pops out and you're like, ta-da! So
it's
I'm
like a
super...
pop for crafts.
Yes.
Like
so
whack-a-mole.
I'm super excited. But don't whack the sewing machine.
If it's a cast iron one, it can handle it. Don't worry.
might be.
So question number one.
Yes.
Yes.
Bloody Mary or mimosa?
Bloody Mary. All day. Every day. All the time.
This is going to be brunch.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yep.
Here's the thing. If I am hungover, if I have been drinking last night and partying and I am hungover, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, for sure.
If it's just like, we're going to have brunch today, mimosa.
You know what I like about a Bloody Mary for brunch?
Everything?
A Bloody Mary is brunch.
I hate to say this, but my preferred morning drink, brunch or other, is a mimosa. I will say it is very specifically tied to growing up at the Ren Faire, where Monday mornings...
The mimosas, yeah.
We had mimosas.
I have a strong association with that as well.
I do, yeah. So there's definitely that tie-in of nostalgia for me. I will generally default to a mimosa, but I'm not going to say I don't love a good Bloody Mary.
It like glory... Bloody Mary's at glory.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's your first meal for the day.
No, absolutely is. And again, you have been drinking all night. You are waking
so
up
why
at
not
noon,
drink
still hungover. And so you are drinking Bloody Mary.
Possibly yes. still drunk.
So
I did that a few times.
Absolutely.
I'm still drunk. Better keep that going.
So and I mean, we're making poor man's Bloody Marys, which is just a can of V8 and vodka. Like,
I mean, those are the essentials.
But yeah, basically.
And a pickle.
Exactly. And a stalk of celery or whatever you got.
Olives.
But yeah, at Glory it was absolutely Bloody Mary's. But yeah, just like Jenna said, the Monday after the final day of
Fest, Monday after
the
final.
The brunch, the mimosas. And I just, they're a little sweeter and a little more effervescent.
I used to card for the mimosas on the Monday after. Which was hilarious because people that attended the Monday after included my father and my brother.
And you fucking carded them, didn't
I carded
you?
Everybody.
Damn right.
I had to turn my dad down once, and that was hilarious.
I have the power.
I was like, nope, you got to. I think I turned Steve back for an ID once, too. I was like, but regardless, like, I had some of the very long-term people show up and be like, you don't need to card me. I'm like, yeah, I carded my dad. Give me your ID.
Yep. No, absolutely.
Like, just straight up.
With Cast Party, Rader Lee's mother-in-law, Carol, is the person usually doing all the carding. And we show up with our IDs.
Yep.
Because the moment you say, I don't need to see your ID because I know you, is the moment where that crevice starts to get a little bigger and bigger and bigger.
Exactly that.
So... All right, so question number two. Irish car bomb or your choice of kamikaze? There's a soft spot in my heart for an Irish car bomb.
There is a soft spot because of the Irish car bombs.
Yeah. It has been eating away the lining, but Irish car bomb the is
protective
is,
sack of fat. That's right. Yeah, in my heart.
This goes back to
remind me of a kamikaze. Right.
I don't know.
Okay, that's where I'm having issues right now.
Yeah,
I can look.
Okay,
but I imagine it probably involves sake.
I don't think it does, actually. Maybe. Is it one of the flaming ones? Vodka triple sec and lime juice.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It does sound pretty good.
With salt on the rim.
Hmm.
Yeah. Why have I not had more of those?
Apparently they're really strong, though, so... I don't know.
I mean, it is triple sec and vodka.
So?
So.
I don't see the problem here.
I don't, yeah, meh.
I didn't say it was a problem,
but Irish car bombs, yeah, those things fuck you up.
And I do have a history of Irish car bombs. However, with the dairy issues,
yeah,
I think I'm just gonna go kamikaze. Like, I haven't tried it, but I feel like that would be a really good thing. I feel like I should start.
Question number three: spiced or coconut?
Rum.
I'm guessing this is rum.
Mm.
And I'm going spice.
I feel like I have to go spiced. Although a lot of coconut rums are not made with real coconuts.
Yeah,
so, and I do enjoy those, flavors. Especially if you're going to do like a tequila sunrise type situation. Or
there was a time when Sailor Jerry's was one of the cheaper rum options.
Sailor Jerry's is great. Just a bottle of Kraken.
It is no longer the cheap option. Though.
But just a bottle of Kraken is what we hand around at the campground.
Yeah, that one's a dark rum, a dark spice.
Yeah,
I will say, assuming I am not allergic to it, I would probably go coconut rum. Although that is a very fine line, just because like I enjoy
like kids in the hall, girl drink drunk.
No, actually, I think I'm gonna have to go to spiced rum. Just if thinking by it girl over.
Drink, you mean a straight shot of whiskey?
I mean, yeah, that too.
Because
woman up, bitch.
I know. Right?
Fortify.
Fortify!
Question number four. Julep or mojito?
Mint. Oh, God, I love mint. In all of its forms, and this is horrible, but I'm going to go mojito.
I've never had a mint julep, but I super want one.
Have you not?
Yeah.
Oh my.
We need to have mint juleps.
Bones we're from Star Trek was a big muddler. Fan of...
Yeah.
I got to get a muddler, and then we...
At Little Tea's, by the way, you can get a variety of mojitos.
Yeah.
Mm. My personal favorite is the mango mojito. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
10 out of 10 would bang.
Yeah, you take
oh my god, if I could have sex with a mango mojito, I totally would. Mm.
You grind up the mint leaf with the salt, the sugar crystals, and get that just
oh my god,
break awesome. Open that lime or that mint leaf into just super, super flavorful, the sugar. And,
I'm down.
Question number five.
Yeah.
Or wait, what did you say? You said
julep.
Julep. You said mojito?
I said mojito.
I want mojito. Question number five, Colorado or Wisconsin?
Colorado.
I do not have any clue what the meaning of this one is going to be.
I don't know what it is either, Colorado. Words, but Colorado.
Wisconsin. They leave Wisconsin off of off of charts regarding United States alcoholism because it would too heavily weight the results.
I believe. Honey, if I lived in Wisconsin, just saying.
I'm going with Wisconsin because they're cheese.
I can't have their cheese. I'm going Colorado.
Also New Glarus.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're
And nor
Colorado.
Do I want their beer. I can't have their cheese. I don't want their beer. I'm going Colorado.
Fair enough.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Mrs. Munn. Here we go.
Hey.
Question number one. Bloody Mary or Mimosa, which do you prefer with brunch?
Yeah.
I think we
Bloody Mary Mimosa well. In general, yeah.
All right, question number two, Irish car bomb or your choice of kamikaze, which shot would you rather do five in a row of?
Kamikaze. All day.
Five car bombs is, my stomach's not big enough for that.
Whereas I can vodka a hell of a lot.
Oh, no, absolutely. But an Irish car bomb, for those that don't know what an Irish car bomb is, by the way, it's a glass of Guinness with a shot of Irish cream dropped into
by
it.
By the way, Guinness is one of the few beers I can drink from time to time.
Mm.
It's not hoppy.
But not with a shot of Bailey's in it.
It doesn't have a ton of hoppiness in it.
But But the Irish cream, when it hits the Guinness, curdles. So you have to drink it instantly.
You gotta chug real quick.
But that's an entire glass of Guinness.
Yep.
Yeah. Five in a row? No, no.
Nope.
Kamikaze. No.
Kamikaze.
All right, question number three, spiced or coconut, which flavor rum would you prefer?
It depends on the situation, but I'm going to say, if I'm just shooting it, spiced.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What?
Fuck.
I might have to go with coconut.
What?
Okay.
We discovered that the world's cheapest, shittiest drink is pineapple juice just spiked with coconut rum.
And this is a good thing?
It's just super cheap and really good.
Yes, but money is... Really it doesn't good. Say which is the cheapest. It says which would you prefer.
I have memories, good memories attached to that, so I gotta
That's
go.
Fair.
Gotta
fair. Go. Oh, it's his mimosa.
Fair enough.
It's his mimosa.
No,
that's
absolutely.
Fine.
That is okay. That is absolutely acceptable. I was just confused by your reasoning at first. All right, question number four. Julep or mojito, which mint drink would you prefer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with mojito. Juleps are nice, but
juleps are lovely,
I think
mojito's
more.
A mojito feels like a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julep feels it's like an afternoon treat.
Right.
Sitting on the veranda.
Yes.
Yeah. A mojito, I
Next
still know I'm getting alcohol. A julep, I'm it's cute.
Would you like to come out to the veranda and have a mint julep with myself and my lovely wife? We have had a new fart cupboard just installed.
Mojito.
All right. Question number five. Colorado or Wisconsin, which flavor of bulldog would you prefer?
I don't bulldog.
Colorado is made with cola. Wisconsin is made with root beer.
What's a bulldog?
All right. She has included recipes
oh
for fun.
Yes.
You are wonderful.
Okay. Colorado Bulldog. 2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce coffee liqueur, 1 ounce cream, top with Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Wisconsin Bulldog. 2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce coffee liqueur, 1 ounce cream, top with root beer.
I might have to switch to root beer.
I'm going to go with Wisconsin. I'm going to stick with Wisconsin because I prefer root beer to cola.
I feel like...
I think I'm going to go Colorado.
I feel like with a coffee liqueur... I'm going to prefer root beer to a cola.
Also, Irish Bulldog.
Mm.
2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce Irish cream. 1 ounce cream, topped with Coca-Cola. British Bulldog. 1 ounce vodka, 1 ounce coffee liqueur, 1 ounce De Kuyper's butter shots. 3 ounces cream. An Ohio Bulldog.
Whoa.
1 ounce vodka, 1 ounce coffee liqueur, 1 ounce amaretto, 1 ounce cream, topped with Coca-Cola. And a Georgia Bulldog,
can
2 ounces
put all these in the show notes.
2 ounces vanilla vodka. I'll show you, sure. Yeah. 2 ounces vanilla vodka, 1 ounce peach schnapps, topped with Coca-Cola.
Nice.
A California Bulldog.
Whoa.
1.5 ounce coffee liqueur, 1.5 ounce Irish cream, topped with root berry. With root beer.
Root berry. I like root berry.
A Burberry Bulldog. 2 ounces absolute currant vodka, 2 ounces raspberry liqueur, 1 ounce coffee liqueur, 1 ounce Irish cream, 1 ounce milk, and 2 ounces Dr. Pepper.
I want that one.
Holy
oh my God, do I want
crap.
That okay.
Except amazing. The cream on that one, but still.
You can get non-dairy cream.
That's a lot of bulldogs. I thought there was two. Like, I knew about the Irish Bulldog
and
the Colorado Bulldog.
I didn't even know there was one,
Colorado
and now
Bulldog.
There are several.
Holy
and
shit,
I'm
yes.
I mean,
no, I will absolutely throw. By the way,
welcome
yes.
to the pound. You're welcome.
You are the worst. Okay. If you would like to submit a Fast Five, what you need to do is somehow get to me or one of the other hosts 2 messages. If you want to email them, send them to salsa@aonpodcast.com. If you would like to get us a physical copy, get it to any of the 3 of us in any way, shape, or form. We will put those at the top of the list. And if you have never had one read on this show before, we will also put that near the top of the list.
Correct.
Send those 2 messages, like I said, to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one containing the choices, the A or B choices, and the second one containing a repeat of the choices and the context thereof. Is there anything else we need to plug?
I'm suddenly having issues with how binary this game is.
But you love technology.
If you would like to submit A, B, or C choices, that is also completely acceptable.
It's never been acceptable before. Now I love this.
No. As long as we are adhering to the choices provided, you have received
three
have indeed. Before.
We have done this
and had
before.
To choose between correct. A, B,
we
or C.
We still have to choose one of however many options you wish to provide us. But also bear in mind that usually gives the game away a little bit more.
Right. It can.
This is really depending on your writing skills when you come up with these. But anyway, provide five choices.
Yes.
And then in the second email, repeat those choices and the context included. Anything to plug?
Also, thank you to Mrs. Stuffin.
Absolutely. Yes. For the Fast Five and for giving Jenna that table.
Yes.
It was delightful.
Anything to plug, James?
Somebody talk about Lab.
Phyllis Lab is coming up. It's the third.
Second.
No, it's a week from today.
It's a week from today. That's
it is always the second Tuesday.
Lab. The 27th of January, I believe it's the 27th, is Fearless Presents Big Fun Radio Fun Time. I will be in that. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I do. I think I've got it up. Ha ha! not this week.
He's still too frenzy.
I had a date like that once. Yeah. So anyway, not this weekend, but the next weekend, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of 2018, are the auditions for Human Combat Chess. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard James talk about it. You've heard other people talk about it. Now you could be a part of it.
You also can talk about it.
Right? I already have my audition set up.
I have mine.
Do you?
Yes.
Excellent. Six Elements Theater is proud to announce this year's production of Human Combat Chess 2018, The Corsairs versus the Phoenix. We'll be showing these two teams as they compete for the league championship in a best 2 out of 3 format, which we have done for the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
More information on that. It's very exciting. If you want to audition, you need to reserve an audition slot. Or if you have any questions, please email Six Elements Theater, spelt the pretentious way with T-H-E-A-R-T-R-E, at gmail.com. Get an audition slot. You can find more information at Human Combat Chess Facebook group. I'm actually going to share this link to Salsa, and hopefully he will put it in the show notes.
Can do.
Yep.
Okay. I just read what was off of Minnesota Playlist, so.
Works.
Cool.
Is that it?
Yep. That's
also come see the amateurs in February for
wow, you're pimping early. Keep going.
Yeah. For
the tickets aren't on sale
tennis.
Yet.
Yes. But there make plans now.
Yep.
Right.
End of February, we're going to be putting a bunch of assholes up on stage who think that they're asshole enough to be assholes with us assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's guaranteed to be an amazing show, and it will sell out early. So
I mean,
we will keep you appraised of the ticket situation.
Anymore, so how good can it be?
Better than it was.
it really is, you guys.
But Jess is already a part of the cast. So
oh, there is.
Yes, it is already getting better.
Which, by the way, I did. There was a Friday Vilten show, and she fucking killed it.
That's what I heard.
Word around the urinal?
Around the bathroom, right.
If that's everything we got, then thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful new year, and eat the fucking cake.
Eat the fucking cake. Woo! This is me testing my microphone. Testing.
Booyah Bays based jokes. Booyah Bays based jokes.